This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, keeping track of the daily count of new COVID-19 cases can be mentally and emotionally tiring, especially when the numbers don't always seem to line up with one another. That was the case when the local health department of Dane County announced 456 new cases of COVID-19 on September 10th, but Wisconsin's health department website reported 482 for that county. Turns out that both of those numbers are correct. It gets a little complicated. WisContext reporter Will Cushman has taken a look at how to interpret state and local COVID data in his latest story. He's been following COVID trends since the beginning. Well, Will, welcome back.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, before we get into the finer points of interpreting those daily numbers, let's look at the broad trends right now. Numbers, if I'm reading things correct, have definitely been going up in Wisconsin lately.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're going up pretty precipitously. We've been breaking records most days in the last week, and today we're at another record, over 2,500 new confirmed cases across the state today.
Now, for people who watch numbers every day, as you write in your most recent WisContext piece, Will, sometimes things don't seem to match up with one another, depending on whose information you're reading. Where might we see some of these contradictions or apparent contradictions in the numbers?
Right. People might notice that if they're paying attention to either the information that the Wisconsin Department of Health Services publishes on its COVID outbreaks webpage every day, or if they're keeping close tabs on any number of local health departments' online data dashboards. So all sorts of, quite a large number of local health departments in the state, not all of them, but a large number of them maintain these public data dashboards where they update local case numbers every day.
And it might happen in a day that County X says one number, the state reports a different number for that same county. But here's the weird thing. Neither of them is necessarily wrong. Do I have that right?
Yeah, no, it can be really confusing. I mean, even for those of us like me who are reporting on this day in and day out, like how can a local health department report one number and then the state report another number? And it really boils down to how the reporting system works. So COVID-19 is a Category 1 reportable disease in Wisconsin, which means that when a healthcare practitioner, so a doctor, or a lab that's testing for the virus that causes COVID-19 confirms a diagnosis, they must report that diagnosis immediately by phone to their local health office, but then also within 24 hours, either via mail, fax, or what's most common, by uploading a case report to the Wisconsin Electronic Disease Surveillance System. And this online system, then local health officers, local health departments, as well as the State Department of Health Services, pull data from that every single day to inform things like contact tracing, and then also to just understand trends generally in COVID-19 case numbers and deaths and hospitalizations. And so the difference really boils down to when folks at these local health departments actually download the data, like the time of day that it happens. And for the most part, the local health departments will start downloading data. It can be up to a two-hour process, depending on how much there is to download, so how many new cases there are. But most of the time, they'll start doing that first thing in the morning to help contact tracers get a jump on the day. And the state tends to download their data a little bit later in the day. And so as new case reports come into the electronic surveillance system pretty much constantly, the state is going to likely report a different number of cases than a local health department, especially when there is a surge in cases.
Now, here's maybe a dumb question that I've been wondering about, Will. Say I get a test on Tuesday and the result comes back on Thursday, a positive or negative, does my result count for Tuesday or Thursday, or does it depend on where we're talking about and who's the reporting agency?
Yeah. No, that's a really good question. And again, it's kind of complicated. That's one more reason why the numbers might be different depending on where you're looking. So the State Department of Health Services, the new numbers that they announce every day, those are simply new case reports that are have arrived in the system since the last time the state downloaded data 24 hours previously. But some local health departments, including the one in Dane County, actually will backdate new cases to the date of when the test results were made available. And so that's why, even though you mentioned at the beginning that on September 10th, Dane County reported 456 new cases of COVID-19 and the state reported 480-some. But then now when you look at Dane County's data dashboard, you'll see that it's only 200-some cases for September 10th and actually more than 400 for September 9th. And that's because most of those new test results that they announced on September 10th were from September 9th. So it can get pretty complicated pretty quickly.
We're talking with Will Cushman, associate editor of WisContext, about his latest piece on understanding COVID data. Sometimes the numbers don't match up, but it's more of a matter of when and how they're reported. The piece is called Why Wisconsin State and Local Coronavirus Updates Differ Day to Day. You can see it at wiscontext.org. Coming up, we'll talk about what is done with some of this data. And time permitting, we'll talk a little bit about Will's reporting on stats about mask usage around the state. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation now with WisContext journalist Will Cushman. He reported on why some of the daily COVID numbers for new cases don't line up around the state. Let's get a little bit into the why here, Will, and what these numbers are used for. And you made an interesting point in your WisContext piece. If you're that local health person or the county health person, you want these test results up and ready as soon as possible so you could start to take action. What kind of action does this lead to at the local level?
Exactly. Yeah, local health officers want any new data about case reports in their jurisdiction first thing in the morning. And really that is to get a start on contact tracing as quickly as possible. Contact tracing is most effective when it is done really quickly, really promptly. And so that's why local health officers and local departments are going to be downloading their data pretty much as soon as they're up in the morning.
At the state level, they don't have that urgency, I guess, because mostly the state isn't doing the contact tracing. What kind of things are they hoping to spot as they compile these results?
Right. Yeah, exactly. The state is not directly responsible for contact tracing. They are definitely assisting in areas that need assistance with contact tracing. But the State Department of Health Services is more interested in looking at overall trends, identifying maybe local areas where they might have to think about allocating additional resources, whether it's contact tracing or additional testing or informational campaigns, anything along those lines.
Now, for members of the public like me looking at this data, I'll admit I look day to day at numbers, some state ones, some national ones. And when I look at the day to day ones, if it goes down from one day to the next, I'm happy. If it goes up, I'm bummed. But watching that day-to-day fluctuation, you write, isn't really a good way to spot the trends. What do experts say we should be looking for when we're trying to figure out really the progress, pro or con here?
Yeah, I spoke to an epidemiologist at UW-Milwaukee, Amanda Simonek, who crunches the numbers every day as part of her job, and she actually helps advise Milwaukee with its pandemic response. And she said what she pays attention to and what she recommends all of us armchair epidemiologists out there do is to look at longer-term trends. So look at weekly trends, seven-day averages. You're right. We do maybe tend to focus a little bit on those day-to-day fluctuations and maybe a little bit too much on those very specific numbers, especially when there appear to be little discrepancies between reporting agencies. But she said that the big picture is really what's more important. To get a good understanding of it, you should be looking at those longer-term averages in new cases.
And when we do that and we're looking at those weekly averages, those differences that happen, as we were talking about earlier, where one agency says this happened on this day, the other agency has a different number, those I imagine would tend to get smoothed out and will get more and more consistent as we take that broader look. Is that accurate?
It is, yeah. We actually Did that with some just maybe 2 weeks worth of data between, or maybe it was a little bit longer actually, a month or so of data between what Public Health Madison and Dane County was reporting for new cases day to day, and then what the State Department of Health Services was reporting for Dane County. And when you look at just the day-to-day case numbers, there are a lot of pretty big differences, especially in the last week or so as cases have really spiked in Dane County. But when you apply those seven-day averages, there's still some minor differences in what those averages say day-to-day, but which is to be expected. But you're right, it's those differences get smoothed out, and when they tell the same story, essentially, that cases are on the rise in Dane County.
I want to touch briefly on a piece you wrote, released a couple weeks back, Will, on mask usage. We know generally the more we're wearing our masks when we're around other people, the better off we're going to be. How do we try to measure mask wearing? It's not like there's this kind of daily data collection like we see for COVID tests. How are public health people trying to track whether or not we're wearing masks?
That's a really good question, and I think one that probably a lot of people in Wisconsin are wondering, like, especially how is the mask mandate, for instance, enforced? And there are a couple ways that researchers have tried to gauge mask wearing rates in Wisconsin specifically. There are actually some researchers who went around to some grocery stores. I didn't report on this specifically because it was just one kind of small study, but there were some researchers who just observed people in grocery stores and counted, literally just counted the number of people who were wearing masks. But then there is some more ambitious research done by a company called Dynata on behalf of the New York Times, where they surveyed actually 250,000 Americans on their mask-wearing habits, including thousands of people in Wisconsin.
Before we wrap up, Will, I remember early on in this whole thing, we were talking, and we both talked about how we felt kind of silly putting on a mask in public. This is like back in April. Are you feeling like it's more of a natural thing for you now?
I think so, for sure. Yeah. You know, I now carry a mask with me pretty much anytime I'm leaving the house, even if I'm just going on a walk around my neighborhood, which I do pretty much every day. And I think a lot of my neighbors do, too. And that's just in case I happen to be in a situation where I have to put on a mask if I can't maintain that 6 feet of a distance. And yeah, I would say I'm definitely getting more comfortable with it. How about you?
Me too, except when I accidentally grab a mask meant for one of my smaller-headed family members. I have a very large head, apparently, and large nose. And then it's this like bizarre balancing act where I try to keep my ears in place to hold it up. Otherwise, I'm doing pretty good. Will, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. He joined us to talk about his latest WisContext article, Why Wisconsin State and Local Coronavirus Updates Differ Day to Day. You can find a link to that at WPR.org/Central Time. Follow lots of COVID-related news, a lot of good graphics and data visualization at WisContext.org.